Time now for your comments. Authors and would-be authors took time out from writing their own books to weigh in on a report about a new survey suggesting that 81% of Americans think they could write a book. Mike Madden of Springfield, Illinois, says he doesn't buy that statistic.
I was wryly amused at your piece reporting that 80% of Americans feel that they could write a book. Since statistics suggest that a large majority of Americans read no more than one book a year, one has to assume that at least some of the people surveyed would not read the book they wrote.
Many listeners wrote about the latest installment in the series Present at the Creation. Kristen Boyle of Denver, Colorado says, while the Marlboro Man image might have gone with the deaths of Wayne McLaren and David McLean from lung cancer, he is alive and well in Germany and possibly other parts of Europe. That romantic image of the open West, the cowboy alone with his cigarette, you can almost bank on seeing him at the theater before any movie. Boyle lived in Germany for 2 years, and she adds she was always surprised at how the German culture still romanticizes that image. A number of you asked about music in The Marlboro Man. Jack Curtis of Brookline, Massachusetts, says he recalls this music. Curtis writes that the theme from The Magnificent Seven became the commercial equivalent of the William Tell Overture's indelible link to The Lone Ranger. He says he can't hear the song without thinking Marlboro cigarettes. In keeping with the aim of the series, Present at the Creation, here's the original Marlboro jingle.
You get a lot to like with a Marlboro filter, flavor, flip-top box.
Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044.